Hunter Biden described his longtime business partner, Eric Schwerin, as a close confidant and counsel to then-Vice President Joe Biden. This in a newly discovered email from Hunter's laptop. Schwerin is cooperating with authorities, we're told. His conversations are of great interest to investigators looking into the Biden family businesses and what role Joe Biden may have had in any of them. There's also another whistleblower out there by the name of Gail Luft, a think tank executive who used to represent a Chinese energy corporation that basically served as a front for the Chinese Communist Party and reportedly paid Hunter Biden millions of dollars. Luft is in trouble after being arrested in Cyprus earlier this month on charges that he illegally sold weapons to China in Libya. He is saying that he has been targeted by the DOJ because he provided information about the Bidens' business dealings to the FBI in 2019. His attorney is saying that Luft will start naming names soon. Joining us now is Todd Flood, partner at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Great, Kevin. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you being here with us. Let's start with Eric Schwerin. How important could he be to investigators looking at Hunter Biden and looking at Joe Biden when it comes to income streams and trying to find out if possibly Joe Biden was compromised?
Well, I think you're going to see privity between Schwerin and Hunter. You'll see the connection there. I don't necessarily know if you'll find a connection between Hunter, Eric, and put in the triangle over here, President Joe Biden. If you look at this, I mean, it's hard for us to imagine, but Schwerin comes from the government. He worked in the government. He got an insane amount of trade secrets and connections with the Chinese. And then he leaves government. He teams up in this corporation. He works as a partner of Hunter along with others. And they then start doing deals. It's been discovered. There's no mystery to this. Hunter and his partners made millions of dollars. And it traces back from the Ukraine as well. And also with China. But there's a caveat to all of it. In 2020, there was a Senate investigation by the Republicans, and they went into a deep dive on this. And they saw that Hunter had this partnership in this dealings. But there was no evidence in the report whatsoever that it was connected to Joe Biden. And also, this takes place in 2017. It merits mention that Joe Biden, President Biden now, was no longer in office. He wasn't the vice president in 2017. His term ended January 20th of that year. So this takes place during a time when he's not. What's more disturbing, though, is the what secret knowledge that was garnered, what was, how it was used in their dealings with China. And as far as the other goes, that, of course, the snitch, he's going to do whatever he can to save himself. So but we can grab onto him next.
So if Joe Biden helps Eric Schwerin get this important government job and Schwerin helps Hunter Biden make millions of dollars, is that not a legal problem for Joe Biden, or is that just something that may not look great?
I think it's more political. I don't think there's a legal, issue there for President Biden at the time. He wasn't, in that office in 17, obviously. I think it's, everyone, Democrats and Republicans, obviously, water's wet here. It looks terrible politically. I don't see a legal avenue unless there was some sort of, funds or money coming back to Joe Biden. But again, every rock was kind of turned over on that, to the point where the trail of money never got to the president, now President Joe Biden. But you got to remember, his son, obviously, during a time when he admittedly so in his memoirs and his books was on crack cocaine and addicted to drugs and the like, I'm sure he did some lying and some puffing to get to places. And he tried to make as much cash to live the lifestyle he wanted to live. And putting his kids in private schools and living the life in Washington, D.C. and the like. And he was pressing the envelope in a place where obviously it's ugly for him and for his father in a political situation. But I don't see the legal issue at this point. And whether or not one comes, whether or not the Republicans, you got to remember this is a House investigation, and we are very familiar with House investigations, including in this state. It doesn't mean that the DOJ is going to take up the case. The DOJ is right now in a position where they're investigating Hunter Biden on his gun permits and his taxes. And they're in a no-win situation. It's a case that the taxes probably would be solved in a civil remedy, and the gun permit, he lied about his drug use on the permits. So it's a crime that seldom, if ever, is prosecuted. But the prosecutors, and this is a tangent, obviously, if they don't prosecute, are going to look terrible. And if they do prosecute, they're going to look terrible. So they're in a no-win situation on Hunter as it relates to that charge.
We have just about a minute left, but I want to talk about Gail Luft for a second. If he reported this information in 2019, if there was anything to it, shouldn't something have been done about it by now? Does he sound like a desperate person hoping to get a deal or get out of a jam, or someone with real information to you?
You know, I find that a person in those shoes and how they pinch and having to deal with cooperators or people that are being squeezed have to really give corroborating evidence that can be determined by the feds. So at first blush, obviously we look at snitches or people that are trying to do the quid pro quo. Give me a deal and I'll give you X. You have to look at them with a raised eyebrow because they want to save their own hide. So if he has something that can corroborate his story that showed how money transfers went, and here's the electronic footprint of how it worked and where money went and how it went, then it could be legally sound for going up the chain to prosecute. But I think, candidly, after doing some research on this gentleman, he was puffing and doing things behind scenes, had very large and important roles with his consulting with the Chinese. And I think you can sum this up to one thing: greed and money.
All right.
And that's what
we're going to have to leave it there, Todd. Appreciate
okay,
it. Todd Flood, partner at Flood Law. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Your calls are next. 1-800-859-0957. 1-800-859-0WJR.